7th of May, Audio Gravity, Wrong Way Round, Start Again. Gravity, 7th of May, 2009. So the first link I want to talk about today was something that Dimitri actually pointed me to, which was talking about a H.264 over on Slashdot. Hackers have been hard at work improving the Theora codec over the past year, with the latest versions gaining and passing H.264 in objective PSNR quality measurements. From the update, I'm using it, shows test versions of Thernelsda pulling ahead of H.264 in terms of objective quality as bitrate increases. What's crazy about this is it's looking at the free video codecs, like it says on the bottom here, are going to pose a serious threat to the H.264, because supposedly, and here is another link that I'm going to put in the document as well, in LA, MPEG, as you will know, MPEG have done, are the actual company behind MP4 and various other codecs where it's used. I've just seen from last week, MPEG LA announces terms of joint H.264 MPEG 4 AVC patent license. So what does this mean? Basically, this means that they're actually going to start asking for royalties now. So this is quite interesting, bearing in mind that there's a lot of video content that is in this format. Mainly Apple are using H.264, I believe. And some of these figures, I mean, I've had trouble getting my head around them because I don't really understand what I'm looking at. But they're saying royalties to be paid by end month manufacturers for an encoder, decoder, or both units begin at US 020 per unit after the first 100,000 units each year. No royalties on the first 100,000 units, blah, blah, blah. I guess it's making a little bit of cash, but I sort of am a bit confused about this. So the codec comes out, everybody's using it, it's in everybody's application, and then all of a sudden the royalties are done after it's sort of out of market. I don't really understand that. I'm a bit confused, but at the same time, really sort of happy that there's an open source initiative to make codecs as well as the commercial ones that are out there. Go check it out anyway, see what you think. I'll be interested in getting an audio back from you if you know more about codecs and video and graphics. To me, it sounded like, oh, we need to make some money on this. We better get some kind of royalty thing together. And then on the flip side, there's the open source arena where they're making actually better codecs, better quality codecs from an open source perspective. The next one was a thing called bitlet.org. This is really quite groundbreaking in terms of where this could go to. Me and Dimitri and Toby were talking about PTB in the car the other day on the way back from Cambridge. Bitlet.org actually allows you to stream BitTorrents. Now, normally if you want to download a movie or a video via BitTorrent, you have to download the whole of the video first, whole of the BitTorrent first, and then unpack it before you can play it. Now, what Bitlet does is you can give it the URL of the torrent, be it a video file, and it will actually progressively stream that video to you. It's very, very, very alpha, very beta, and it's the link is actually from ReadWrite Web. I'll put the link in the show notes. But this opens up a lot of things. I think P2P really is the future of distribution, or one of the futures of distribution. I can imagine this being, you know, on various edge locations around the world as a master server. You just have a little application that runs in your tray, and you become part of the P2P network, so you actually serve bits of your media out. I can see us actually becoming our own portable media stations, and we actually have P2P connections into other people's networks, and we share our media around, so that keeps the cost low. Everybody will have to have a method of getting on the internet, so you'll always have to pay for your connection to the internet, I think. And I think there'll be different gradings of that. Another thing that I was looking at was from Elgato. They're on a roll at the moment with video devices. They've got a new video capture unit out, so you can capture analog video from any source for your Mac, iPod, and iPhone. Very simplistic interface. And lastly, all Facebook. 10 privacy settings every Facebook user should know. A lot of people don't like Facebook. I use it occasionally, but you should seriously have a look over this list. See you tomorrow.